Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
That song always touches me. It makes me want to hold on to my Father in heaven. Today, sheep, I want you to turn your books to, or your Bibles to, Proverbs chapter 3. And I want to read to you my favorite scripture, not my grandfather, who I read yesterday, but I don't know what happened. Hopefully, it is happening again today. Hopefully, I will read to you Deuteronomy 28 in its entirety. So, here goes my favorite scripture, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. That's what you are to do, saint. Or you see, I read from the King James Version of the Bible. However, today I plan to read out of King James New Version of the Bible. But right now I'm reading out of the traditional King James Version of the Bible. And hopefully I will be able to see the small print in the other Bible that I used to read from. However, I think it was in last year of 2018, I purchased this Bible, the original King James Version of the Bible that has big print in it. Electricity is still on in Detroit, but my cable TV, not my cable TV, but my internet is saying I am to turn on. I have it turned off. The internet is saying that I have Earthnet. I have never had Earthnet. They will not allow my internet to pop up like it usually does. So today, I'm having the same problem that I had yesterday. Although the electricity in my house is on, my television came on earlier, but my internet is not working. So I have read to you, sheep, Proverbs, and that's in the Old Testament. It's spelled Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. I pray that our Father gives you a blessing in the reading of his word. Yesterday, I read to you my grandfather's favorite scripture, which is Psalms 1, verse 1, chapter 1, and verse 1 through about Psalm 6 and 7. It reads, well, I'm not going back there. I want you to turn your Bibles to Deuteronomy. That's spelled Deuteronomy. The reason why I'm coming back with this is because I want you to hear it in its entirety. Again, hopefully I will be able to read it all for your hearing. Let's go to Deuteronomy 1 and start there. Hopefully. And the reason why I'm reading from this book, this Bible, is because it doesn't have all the these, those, and THEEVs and words like that. So hopefully I will be able to see. I am squinting my eyes. I hopefully will see. Let's read. It's talking about the curses and the blessings. And I want you to know that we here in Detroit, I have faced most of these cursings all of my life. And I want you to know this Bible is talking about us. We are the only nation that I know of that these things have happened to. Those people that are over in the land that say they are Jews and are not. Read Revelation chapter 2 and 9 as well as chapter 3 and 9. It tells you that those people are saying they are Jews, but they are not, and they really are not. Remember, in the first book of the Bible, in Genesis, I think it was 1 and 6, he made all people of the dust of the ground. He did not make white people. He made all people of the dust of the ground. And that's what I want you to read. Especially, I was listening to a program this morning and where this woman asked the pastor that was on, were dark-skinned people of the Bible? We are of the Bible. You are not, as far as I'm concerned. It does not. When it says that he made people of the ground in Genesis chapter 1 and 6, he made those people of the ground. He did not say he made them of any other color. I think you should read your Bible thoroughly, as I have read it thoroughly, and we're just now reading it thoroughly, that we are the people, and including, I want to say that the pictures that you see in the Bible, they are incorrect. We are black people. We're the only ones in the Bible that our Father chooses us to be his chosen people. This Bible was not written by your white folks. It was written by my folks. And even King James said that he is of the tribe of Judah, which is a black tribe. All his children were black. Let's get into reading Deuteronomy chapter 28. Let's go. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you to this day, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And the reason why we have, the black folks have been enslaved, is because our forefathers failed to be obedient to what our fathers said. Now, once I start reading and understand that you white folks have made the laws of this land of it, it's called the Constitution. You are in error to this Bible. You change everything that is in this Bible. Even wearing pants, you're not supposed to wear those things that pertain to a man. And a man is not to wear what pertains to a woman. You change that. You change that law. I remember I was a little girl when it was changed, wearing pants. I don't wear them now except for in my yard when I'm doing gardening in my pajamas when I go to bed. Verse 2. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obeyed the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall you be. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body that produce of your ground, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herd, the increase of your cattle, and the offsprings of your flock. Blessed shall be the basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause you, your enemies. Let me read verse 7 again. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessings on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hands. He will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. He never did give it, that land, to the people that are there. United Nations, as well as the United States, did that in 1948. They were wrong. Our Father in heaven is going to come back according to what I have read and understood. He's going to call us back. We are scattered right now, but that's long. Let's continue to be obedient to our Father in heaven, sheep, so that we can be restored. And let us pray for the forgiveness of our forefathers who did not obey our Father. Verse 8. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hands, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, I was going to say something about Noah, but I forget what I was going to say. Let's pick up reading again at Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 10. Then all the people of the earth shall see you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. The people are afraid of us. They are afraid of us. I gave an example yesterday of this cops in New York where they murdered this black man, said that he couldn't breathe. There were about five or six cops around here, and the one that was choking him got off free. He should go to jail. And the judge that ruled that he should go free, that he didn't commit a crime. He did commit a crime. You saw it on TV. if your electricity was working, which mine is going sometimes the TV comes on and goes out. Right now, my internet goes out. Let me read again, verse 10. Then all the people on the earth shall see you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods. These are the goodness or the blessings of God in the fruit of your land and the increase of your body and the increase of your livestock and in the produce of your ground in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give to you. And then our forefathers had to mess it up for us. They had to do wrong in the eyesight of our fathers. Verse 12, the Lord will open to his, verse 12 again, the Lord will open to you his good treasures, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the works of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Well, that's not the United States that we have been slaves in. They borrow. They're borrowing like crazy. I don't know why. Maybe they expect not to pay those people back. I don't know why. Verse 13, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not be beneath. If you heed needs to listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them, so you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Verse 15, but you shall come, let me read verse 15 again, but it shall come to pass, if you do not obey his commandments, the commandments of your Lord. Let me read verse 15 again. I messed up. Remember, this Bible here, it has small writing, so I'm trying my best to see. And in my house, I'm only reading from the sunlight that my father has provided for us to stay. Even though the lights are dim in my house, I'm not using them right now because I don't know what will happen. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes which I command you today, that all these curses will come up on you and overtake you. And that is what has happened with us black folks today. I was reading in my other Bible, it says that we were slaves over in Egypt. But, well, we were slaves 430 years. And now, this is the 400th year. When the 400th year is over, I hope it will be January. You all will be probably partying. The curse will be lifted, supposedly. Verse 16, curses shall be in the city, and curses and curse shall be in the country. Curse shall be your baskets, and curse your kneading bowl. Curse shall be the fruit of your body and the produce of your land, the increase of your cattle and the offsprings of your flocks. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will send you a cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all that you set your hands to do, until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly. Perish means to die off quickly because of the wickedness of your doings, in which you have forsaken me. You have forsaken, when it says forsaken me, you have forgotten me. Our Father said that you have forgotten him. You must follow his commandments and all that he tells us to do. Plus, he makes allowance for the other nations who are doing his will and following him. No one else should follow other gods. If you believe in our Father God, you must follow him only. And that's the first commandment. And if I get a chance, I will read those to you today. I don't think I will, but if I get a chance, you should know what they are. The Lord will make the plague clean to you until he has consumed you from the land which you are going to possess. The Lord will strike you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with severe burning fever, with the sword, with scorching, and with mildew. They shall pursue you until you perish. They pursue means to follow you until you perish. Perish means to die. And your heavens shall, let me read verse 23 again. And your heavens, which are over your head, shall be bronze, and the earth which is under your feet shall be iron. The Lord will change the rain of your land to powder and dust. From the heaven it shall come down unto you until you are destroyed. The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. And you shall become troublesome to all the kingdoms on the earth. So you are all you kingdoms. We are going to be troublesome to you all. Verse 26. Your carcasses shall be food for all the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and no one shall frighten them away. The Lord will strike you with the boils of Egypt and tumors which will scab, and with the itch from which you cannot be healed. The Lord will strike you with madness and blindness and confusion of heart. Thankfully, my father has not struck me with that last sentence, with 28, verse 28. And all shall grope at noonday in as a blind man gropes in the darkness. You shall not prosper in your ways. You shall only oppress and plunder continually. Well, let me read verse 29 again, because I think I missed the word. And the Lord shall grope at, it doesn't say the Lord. Satan made me say that. I said the wrong word. And you shall grope at noonday as a blind man gropes in the dark. You shall not prosper in your ways. You shall be only oppressed and plunder continuously, and no one shall save you. You shall betray a wife, but another man shall lie with her. You shall build a house, but you shall not dwell in it. You shall plant a vineyard, but you shall not gather its grapes. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. Your donkey shall be violently taken away before you, and shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you shall have no one to rescue them. Your sons and your daughters shall be given unto another people. That's true. We were slaves. That has happened. And your eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no strength in your hand. A nation whom you have not known shall eat the fruit of your land. Now, is this our land? That made us work over here and labor for the fruit of the land? Well, verse 33. Let me read that again. A nation whom you have not known shall eat the fruit of your land and the produce of your labor, and you shall be only oppressed and crushed continually. So you shall be driven mad because of the sight of your, which you see. Let me read verse 34 again. So you shall be driven mad because of the sight which you see. Let me read verse 34 again. You shall be driven mad because of the sight which your eyes see. Verse 35. The Lord will strike you in the knees and on the legs with, excuse me, this is a curse. Again, verse 35. The Lord will strike you in the knees and the legs, which severe boils, which cannot be healed, and from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. Verse 35 is rough. All of these curses I love, but verse 35 needs to be read again in your hearing. The Lord will strike you in the knees and on the legs with severe boils, which cannot be healed, and from the sole of your foot to to the top of your head, the Lord will bring you and the king whom you set over you to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known, and there you shall serve other gods, wood and stone, and you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among the nations where the Lord will drive you. You shall carry much seed out to the field and gather but little in, where the locust shall consume it. You shall plant vineyards and tend to them, but you shall neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. You shall have olive trees throughout all the territory, but you shall not anoint yourself with the oil, for your olives shall drop off. You shall get sons and daughters, but they shall not be yours, for they shall go into captivity. Locusts shall consume all the trees and the produce of your land. The aliens who is among you shall rise high and high above you. You shall come down lower and lower. Verse 44. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Moreover, and that's the way things today. See, moreover, it's so important that you read this Bible and try to understand it. Our Father gave me understanding. Well, wisdom gave me understanding of why some of the things were happening to me. It was like a film was pulled from over my eyes last October 2018. Nonetheless, I need to finish, hurry up and finish it. Moreover, all these curses shall be upon you and pursue, that means follow you and overtake you until you are destroyed because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God. Thank you, Father. I heard you, but I was scared. And now I'm doing what you told me to do, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he command you. Yesterday, our lights, our power were off. Right now, my computer fails to come on. Well, it will come on, but it won't bring up my provider. I can't get into Blog Talk Radio. Nonetheless, let me read verse 45 again. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and pursue you. Pursue means to follow you and take over until you are destroyed because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. Verse 46, and they shall be upon you for a sign and wonder, and on your descendants forever, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. You see that? We should have been happy. Our forefathers should have been happy because they had an abundance of all things. Why did they want to go and serve God? and put us in slavery. Please forgive them back so that you can restore us. Restore us, please. Therefore, you shall serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you in hunger and thirst and nakedness and in need of all things. He, the capital He is God. He will put a yoke of iron around your neck until He has destroyed you. And He has done that. He has put a yoke of iron around some of our black human folks' neck. And remember, what was his name? Rudolph the Giant. Germany said that they were not human. Remember what he said. Remember verse 49. The Lord will bring you to a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose language you will not understand. And I'm trying to understand it now. A nation of fierce countenance, which does not respect the elderly nor show favor to the young. And they will eat the increase of your flock and the produce of your land until you are destroyed. They shall not leave you grain, nor new wine, nor oil, nor the increase of your cattle, nor the offspring of your flocks, until they have destroyed you. And that's what they're doing now. They're destroying us. But our fathers have said 400 years. And according to what we know, our history books, we know that they brought us in this land, they say, in 1619. Well, it's 2019. The 400 years will be up. My father, I don't have to remind you. You know, they shall besiege you at all your gates until you, excuse me, had to dodge. Verse 52, they shall besiege you at all your gates until your high and fortified walls in which you shall trust come down throughout all your land, and they shall besiege you at all your gates throughout your land which the Lord your God has given you. Well, that has already been done. They have taken us and done what they will to us. You shall eat up the fruit. What? Let me see. Verse 53. You shall eat the fruit of your own body, the flesh of your own sons and daughters, whom the Lord your God has given you in the seas and desperate straits in which your enemies shall distress you. That has already been done back in 70 AD. The man among you who is sensitive and very refined will be hostile towards his brother, towards the wife of his bosom, and towards the rest of his children whom he leaves behind, so that he will not give any of them the flesh of his children, whom he will eat, because he has nothing left in the siege and desperate streets, which your enemies shall distress you at all your gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, whom you would not venture to set the sole of her foot on the ground because of her delicate insensitivity, will refuse to be the husband of your bosom, and to her own sons and her daughters, her place placenta. Well, let me spell that word to you. Her placenta, which comes from out between her legs, between her feet, and her children whom she bare, for she will eat them secretly for lack of all things in the siege and desperate straits in which your enemy shall distress you at your gates. Verse 58. If you do not carefully observe all the words of this law that is written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will bring unto you and unto your descendants extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, serious and prolonged sicknesses. Moreover, he will bring back on you all the diseases of Egypt, of which you were afraid, and they shall cling to you. Those diseases will cling to you. Verse 61. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law will be. I don't know what's that bugging in my house. Whatever that is that's buzzing. Let me pick it up. I want your sheep to understand what it says. Verse 59. Then the Lord will bring upon you and your descendants extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, and serious and prolonged sicknesses. Moreover, he will bring back on you all the diseases of Egypt, of which you were afraid, and they shall cling to you. So those diseases will cling to you. Verse 61. So every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law will the Lord bring upon you until you are destroyed. You shall be left few in numbers wherever you were, as the stars. Let me read verse 62 again. You shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven in multitude, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God. And it shall be that just as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and multiply you, so shall the Lord rejoice over you to destroy you and bring you to nothing, as you shall be plucked down off of the land which you go to possess. So our Father is telling us here now that the land that we were supposed to possess in Israel, we would be plucked off the land. That's what it says. And we were brought here to the United States of America. Read it for yourself and understand what verse 63 is saying. This is what I understand. And you shall be plucked off the land which the Lord. Let me read that again. And you shall be plucked off from the land which you go to possess. Then the Lord will scatter you among all people, which the Lord, your all people on earth, let me read verse 64 again in your hearing. I'll soon be finished. Then the Lord will scatter you among all people from one end of the earth to the other. And there shall be, and then you shall serve other gods, which neither you nor your fathers have known, wood and stone. And among these nations you shall find no rest, nor your sole of your feet, of your foot, have a resting place. But there the Lord will give you a trembling heart, failing eyes, and an anguish of soul. Your life shall hang in doubt before you. You shall fear day and night and have no assurance of life. That's true in America. The other nation try to make it seem it's not, but it is true. We black folks are the humans. I remember in high school that we were the stronger people and they were the weaker people. In that morning you shall say, oh, that is there, that were evening, and at evening you shall say, oh, that it were morning, because of the fear which terrifies your heart, and because of the sight which your eyes see. And the Lord will take you back to Egypt in ships by the way of which I have said unto you. You shall serve, you shall never see it again, and there shall be, let me read that sentence again, and there shall be offered for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves, but no one will buy you. And that is the reading of chapter 28 in its entirety. Now, let us say a closing prayer to our Father. And let's just say a closing prayer to our Heavenly Father, because He's coming back after 400 years to get us, and I will be waiting if I am alive so that I can go back wherever He sends me or places me. Father in heaven, thank you for this day. With our lights are flickering on and off, and I'm hearing a noise. Right now, I'm going to get up and go investigate it as soon as I am off this radio. I cannot turn my computer can turn on, but it cannot get me to Blog Talk Radio. It's trying to tell me that earthen neck. I don't have an earthen neck. I don't know where that is coming from. I have never had it. Father, thank you for protecting us in our darkness, even over in Egypt. They had darkness for 3 days before they were the plagues that they were given before they were let go. So those things that are happening now in America, that like different things are happening just as the plagues in Egypt. What are you? Thank you for protecting us. I was going to say, what are you trying to tell us, Father? But nonetheless, I'm beginning to think that you are showing us that you still can bring the same plagues that were back in Egypt because they would not let us go and pay us our money. And you're going to make sure that we get our money, as in Genesis chapter 15. The other nations can, some of the people can fool the other people, just as I heard this morning. Don't let me go back into that. Hopefully you will not let me lie to those who are listening to me as the other people lie to their people, although they're telling them maybe half truth. They should tell them the truth. They should tell them the truth. In Jesus' name, I pray that all preachers begin to tell the truth, no matter how bad it hurts. Don't let them be as the guy in Saline, Texas, who burned himself up. I said it was that was called white man burning, but it wasn't. It was a guy. I don't know. He burned himself. I do know. He said, according to what I understood, all his life, he was a minister, Methodist minister. All his life, he was a white man, too. He had been lied to. And when you start reading this Bible, even this Bible will let you know that the white folks, you can't prove where they come from. He made us. He made Adam and Eve out of the ground. He was to tend the field. That's what Adam was supposed to do. And that's what he was doing until his horrible death at the end. But nonetheless, he should never have eaten off of that tree and just let it hang on. We are the children of Seth, the grandchildren of Seth and Noah. We are of Noah, and he was the only person, I think, that was still obeying, being obedient to the words of your words, Father. And he had three sons. And they replenished the earth. And Job, our father, he was a Hebrew, and he was black. And that's what I got off of TV, because this Egyptian guy, I thought he was an Egyptian guy, but he was an Iranian guy named Nasser, came on TV. They probably cannot find those files now. They probably have lost them, because he told us that when we left the land, we were black. But then now we come back white. That's what he said. Bless his heart. Bless him for telling us the truth. Bless him for telling us the truth. He was an Iranian telling us the truth. So, in that, I am finished. I want you to read for tomorrow's lesson. I come on usually on Tuesday, but I will, for next Tuesday, I'm having work done at my house. I need not to come on Tuesday at all so that I can read what the Bible says unto you, because you don't listen. You don't listen to it. You don't read. You're supposed to read. Listen, sheep, I want you to go to Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play and purchase this song produced by my nephew. It is called High and Lift It Up. It's a wonderful song. It may even save your soul. You never know by listening to that song. You never know. And hopefully, I will be able to go to the bank later on to try and pay my bills. So I need to withdraw a little money so that I can pay my bills. I thank you all for listening. And I want you all for tomorrow read Deuteronomy chapter 29 in its entirety. I pray that we will no longer be going through the problems that we are going through this day. I ask that the students over at Cass Technical High School, where my niece used to go before she passed from the scene, from this earth, that the students there, because they are smart, because she was a smart child, they go and prepare, fix the electricity where it will constantly go off. Well, come on. Whereas I can just twist a button. They are smart enough to do it, even though the white man has paid another black man to say that our children are not smart, but they are. And we must teach them that they are. The person or the people who they are listening to, they will tell them anything and want you to believe it. But our children are smart. My babies, the sheep are smart, much smarter than I, and they know it. With saying that, I'm going to go off the air. I never could get on. Let me see if I can get on now. Nope, I cannot get on the air right now. Thank you all for listening, and my new listeners who have joined, following me. I thank you so much. You made me happy. That means that someone was listening to me. But having said all of that and all that I have said, I am going to go off. But my mind is telling me to read the Ten Commandments to you all so that you will know what they are. As a matter of fact, I haven't heard from Blog Talk Radio telling me to get off. Well, my time is up. I'm going to read the Ten Commandments to you right now so that you will not be able to say you didn't know that. The first commandment Now, you will find this in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 19. The first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. That is what our Father in heaven is saying. The second commandment, you shall not make to you any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or beneath in the earth or that is in the water underneath the earth. You shall not bow down yourself to them nor serve them. For I am the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Well, he's doing that now. He's visiting the iniquities of our fathers to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. That is happening right now. Our Father is showing the second commandment because our fathers were disobedient to his words. We had to serve the punishment of our forefathers. Thou shalt not, the third commandment, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold you guiltless that takes his name in vain. So if you take his name in vain, your God is not going to hold you guiltless. Now the fourth commandment, this is the very one that many people commit on Sunday, and maybe they don't know. They should know. Remember the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath. If you don't know what day the Sabbath is, I will tell you now. It is a Saturday. Let me see. When I don't hear anything. What's going on with my phone? Well, it's still there. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. 6 days you shall work. You shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, nor your son, nor your daughter, your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor any cattle, nor your strangers that is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them is. He rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and holy. He made it holy. He hallowed it. The fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God give you. The sixth commandment, you shall not kill. The seventh commandment, you shall not commit adultery. That is to be unfaithful to your husband or your spouse, your wife. The eighth commandment, excuse me for belching. The eighth commandment, you shall not steal. The ninth commandment, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. The final tenth commandment, even though there are other two commandments, I forget where they are. The tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet. That means to be envious of your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. Don't be envious of your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his donkey. And it, the word is ASS. I don't want to say it. Nor anything that is your neighbor. So, those were the Ten Commandments that I said to you. And now I am going to tell you that our Father in heaven loves you. And I am so glad that I heard him tell me to feed his sheep. And I am doing it now. I am being obedient. It took me 27 years to gather the courage to talk to your sheep. And those of you who are not sheep, and we're saying that I'm going to say, my Father in heaven loves you and talk with you this Friday at 5 p.m. Talk with you later, sheep. Goodbye for now.